It's Friday, and it's Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News. I'm George Prentice. You've probably heard of the X Games and this weekend's Road to X Games at Rhodes Park in Skate Park here in Boise. Thousands of fans turning out to see jumps and tricks and speed at the park. Some of the world-class athletes won't be on skateboards. They'll be in wheelchairs. These para-athletes perform hair-raising stunts and jumps using specially designed super suspension wheelchairs. Joining us today are para-athlete Christian Otter Bailey and Jennifer Skisik, the Challenged Athletes Foundation Regional Director of Idaho. Welcome to you both.
Hi, George. Thank you for having us.
So, Christian, I spent an inordinate amount of time last night looking at videos of you in action.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. To our listeners, I'm going to urge you just to wait for a few minutes more. You're definitely going to want to listen to Christian, but you have to go to YouTube and wow. You're a professional skateboarder.
Yeah.
And surfer.
Yes.
Yes. Champion
yes.
surfer.
Yeah.
Before you became a para athlete.
I was. Yeah.
Tell me your story.
As you said, I was a professional surfer and skateboarder prior to my injury. You know, I've been surfing and skating professionally since I was about 12 years old and had lived all over the world. I grew up in France and spent some time in West Africa. And I had come back to Santa Cruz and I had been traveling for about 30 hours at that point and was super tired. And all of a sudden I get a call from my team manager saying to come out to the skate park that they were in the midst of finishing up a skateboarding video.
And what year was this?
This was in 2006.
Okay.
And, famous last words, one last trick, towards the end of the shoot. And I went to do a boneless 360 finger flip, and my knee blew out on takeoff, which sent me cocked sideways. And essentially, I landed backwards going 30 miles an hour and compression fractured 3 vertebrae in my back. And
is it because you were tired?
There's a multitude of reasons that things could have happened, but long story short is, I broke my back and paralyzed myself from the waist down.
Can I ask how, I can't imagine what the recovery was, but at what point did you decide, hey, I'm an athlete, and I will always be an athlete?
3 days out of the hospital.
3 days?
Yeah, okay. It didn't take me long to kind of get back into it. It's more often than not, I think that post-injury, you're just trying to find some semblance of normality, of getting back to what, you're passionate about. And, for me, it was always the skate park and the water surfing. So
we'll be seeing you perform, but it's my understanding you're also going to be spending time with other folks who are in wheelchairs and who would like to do what you do.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that's very much a part of your life.
Absolutely. I'm an ambassador for the Challenge Athletes Foundation. They're a phenomenal organization that provides grants for equipment, coaching, as well as travel expenses to adaptive athletes. So CAF is heading up this program in coordination with the Parks and Recreation Department here in Boise and the Albertsons Family Foundation. Towards the end of the demo, we're going to have a demo for about 45 minutes, an hour. And then afterwards, we're going to have, I think it's 20 or 25 little kids in chairs coming out to, learn from us and try and push their limits. So it should be a great time.
We'll be crying in between the cheers, but oh my gosh. We'll repeat this. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. at Rhodes Skate Park. Jennifer, how do you spend your days? Tell me about the foundation.
Oh, our foundation is so special. So Challenge Athletes Foundation has been around for 25 years, but our initiative here in Idaho is only about 2 months old. So this is our first big clinic that we're having, and we're just excited to make history in the state.
So what's your connection?
I'm a physical therapist, and I was always working to try to find opportunities for our athletes that came out that maybe had to adapt in some fashion. And now I get to be that community partner for our rehab teams, and but also just to continue the relationship with these families. So many of these stories aren't like Christian's, unfortunately, and it's that tragedy hits or a birth is a little different than we had expected. And then there's years and years that pass where there's a lack of community and there's not a sport activity or physical activity for some of these people. And we want to shorten that gap, right, and really just help people have that graded entry into the new normal, whatever that may be, and the community to come around and celebrate. I look forward to tonight being amazed, but also just cheering everybody on, because this is all new to so many people.
Yeah, it's the third year for the Road to the X Games here in Boise, but wow, talk about taking this to a new level.
Absolutely.
Excellent. We're speaking with the para-athlete Christian Otter Bailey and Jennifer Skisik, the Challenged Athletes Foundation Regional Director of Idaho. We'd love to hear from you. You can communicate with us via email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu, on Twitter, use the hashtag IdahoMatters. Well, tell me about Otter's a nickname?
Yeah.
where'd you get that?
That's a bit of a long story.
Well, shorten it.
Okay. Growing up in Santa Cruz, it's a very pressure-oriented gladiatorial arena when you surf. And if you reach a certain level, you're bestowed a nickname that you don't choose. Well, as a kid, one of my favorite pastimes as I was surfing is I'd dive down and pick up sea urchins off the bottom. And
it's like an otter.
Yeah, and I'd float on my back, and then one of the other older guys in the lineup said, you know, that's the biggest otter I've ever seen, and the name is stuck, and it's been my nickname now for 34 years, something like that. So.
Tell me about the special wheelchair that you use to compete.
Yeah.
This is really a piece of engineering genius.
Yeah, no, it's been pretty amazing. You know, the advent of an implementation of mountain bike technology into wheelchairs in the last few years has just been incredible. So all of our wheelchairs, or the vast majority of them, are designed by Mike Box in Wharton, Texas. And they're all custom made to the user. You know, there's no off-the-shelf parts. Everything is custom fabricated. And it really allows us to take wheelchair tricks to the next level. And with a full suspension, it keeps us from hurting ourselves in the process.
Let's talk about the X Games. The X Games are huge.
Yeah.
And when I see some of the videos of you competing in these arenas, in these ramps, and oh my gosh.
Yeah, the skateboarding community has always been really, really behind what we've been doing. And, you know, the X Games is obviously taking a big step in including WCMX and adaptive skateboarding as a category in this year's X Games. So I think this is and it's an aggregate process that hopefully eventually will lead to us being included as a Paralympic sport.
Okay, that's where I was going with this, because quite frankly, the Olympics, mm-hmm. both summer and winter, have been saved by X Game events. So I'm assuming this has to be in the Paralympics.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a long process, and I've been through it more than most. I'm captain of the U.S. Olympic surf team. I'm a professional surfer by trade.
Speaking of which, now surfing is returning to the Olympics, yes?
It is. This is our debut year. It's not returning. We are. This is our debut year in Tokyo 2020.
Oh, so. I thought surfing like a long time ago. So in Tokyo, they'll be competing?
Yes.
So my goodness, the next 12 months in your life.
It's the last 2 years has been just
Will you have Olympic trials? And
The Pan Am Games, as well as the ISA World World Surf
Games next year or this year?
It will be at the end of this year. So
the end of this year, and you're the guy.
I'm one of the head organizers for the organization. So
how exciting!
It's been a meteoric storm in my life, but it's been nothing but fun. You know, it really has. So able-bodied surfing is first, and then hopefully Paris 2024 will be able to include adaptive surfing. So.
I want to give you one last opportunity to let us know how special an evening tonight's going to be.
Oh, I mean, for us, for myself and the other riders, you know, I mean, doing tricks and, you know, public acclaim is one thing. But for me personally, the nobody cares about China championship wins and all that stuff at the end of the day. Like for us personally, it's all about – it's all about the kids, like having that impact, that fundamental impact on, you know, the next generation, and being able to give back in that way, and just see the look on their face when they're able to tackle, you know, those challenges for themselves.
But quite frankly, also when they meet you.
Oh, that's I'm not sure about that.
I am. Okay. We've been speaking to para-athlete Christian Otter Bailey and Jennifer Skisik, the Challenged Athletes Foundation Regional Director of Idaho, about the X Games qualifier. And the special for athletes with disabilities, Otter will be performing tonight at 5. Thank you for joining us. Our producer is Samantha Wright. Associate producer is Hannah Gardowski. Our intern is Ethan Weber. Our program associate is Norm Gunning. Our theme music was written and produced by musician Will Hall. Thank you so much. This is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio.